Good morning. I'm Joy Cardine with you on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. It's coming up on 10 minutes past 6 o'clock on this Monday, April the 7th. I had a great meal at a local restaurant over the weekend. At least it tasted great, and I think it was fairly healthy for me. Tofu and vegetables in a salad. But I'm not completely sure how many calories or fats or carbs the meal contained. I didn't ask the restaurant for nutritional information, and I'm not even sure it was available. I also ate at an Indian buffet restaurant over the weekend, and I know that was not so healthy. I'll have to pay penance for that one probably all week long. This hour, we're going to talk with a guest who asked national restaurant chains about nutritional information, and along with a panel of experts, picked the 10 healthiest restaurants in America, and it's featured in the current issue of Health Magazine. You might be surprised with some of the winners. Pizzeria Uno? 1-800-642-1234 in Madison, 263-1890. We'll go through the best and the worst that restaurants have to offer in order of, in terms of healthy meals this hour, and we will welcome your questions and your suggestions for our guest. 1-800-642-1234 in Madison, 263-1890, or send an email with your question or comment to talk@wpr.org. Frances Largeman Roth is a registered dietitian and the senior food and nutrition editor for Health Magazine, which this month features a piece on America's healthiest restaurants. Good morning.
Good morning, Joy.
So first, give us a little context about how you and your panel of experts came up with your findings.
Sure. Well, first we canvassed the restaurants that were out there in each category. We had the sit-down category and a fast food category as well. And the number one thing that we needed was the nutrition information. And you'd be surprised, but there are a lot of places still in 2008 who do not provide that information. But that was the number one kind of hurdle that they had to get over. And so then from that pool, we had 43 sit-down restaurants and 53 fast food chains to look at.
Mm-hmm. So did you sit down at all of them and have some food?
Well, I can't say that I dined at all of these, but our writer, Tracy Minkin, did go out and she tasted at all of the restaurants.
Mm-hmm. And so if they didn't have, though, the nutritional information, they were disqualified.
That's right. So next year, who knows, maybe we'll have a larger pool to choose from. But, you know, that nutrition information, it's kind of a tricky thing. People want it. Most health-conscious people want it, but not everybody wants to see it actually on their menu. So what a lot of restaurants are doing now is they're putting the information online, which you might not know. But if you check it out online before you dine out, you can make much better informed decisions.
Yeah. So just because a restaurant shows up on this list as well, that doesn't mean that anything you pick at that restaurant is a healthy choice.
That's absolutely correct, Joy. You can still you can still really do yourself in at all of these restaurants, and so that's why we tried to highlight what the best picks were.
Yeah, like Uno's. I have not been to a pizzeria Uno's in quite a while because pizza is something that I've been avoiding because it has for me a day's worth of calories or two in a couple of slices. But pizzeria Uno, number one on the list.
That's right, and it's because they have a completely trans-fat-free menu, and they're also doing some other really cool things to help consumers. If you do order a pizza, they'll give you a salad at half off because they're trying to encourage people to eat more vegetables. And while they do still have the deep dish pizzas, they also now have flatbread pizzas, sorry, that have only a third of the calories of the deep dish pizza.
Yeah, so the article says that the danger zone is still that deep dish pizza, but there are all sorts of other choices that you can have.
That's right.
Yeah, and here's one that I did. Number two on the list is called Soup Plantation and Sweet Tomatoes. I dined at a Sweet Tomatoes in Jacksonville, Florida. I loved it.
Oh, great. I've actually never been to one, but hopefully the next time I'm in a state where they have them, I can check them out. But they're a really cool concept because it's just basically a giant salad bar and soup bar. And sometimes you can get into trouble with things like that because you overload your plate. And you could still do that. But the good news is that at Soup Plantation, and then in some places it's called Sweet Tomatoes, all of the items are very healthy. So as long as you don't load up too much or load up too many times, you should be in good shape.
Yeah, yeah, that was my problem. You do eat too much when you're at buffet sometimes.
Well, you know, you see all this great stuff, and and I think that that's where a lot of us have issues, is that we want the variety. And while it's very healthy to have variety in your diet, you know, you don't want a bland beige diet, sometimes it's too enticing when there are too many choices.
Yeah. We will check weather, and then we'll talk about some other restaurants on the list of America's healthiest restaurants, according to Health Magazine this month. And we welcome your input. Is there a restaurant, a national restaurant chain that you think provides healthy choices? 1-800-642-1234 in Madison, 263-1890, or send an email to talk@wpr.org. Health Magazine also notes some independent restaurants in some big cities across the country that you might want to try when you are traveling. We'll talk about those as well. And we'll also talk about what you can do when eating out to eat healthier, what you you might want to consider when you're the next time you go out to eat. Maybe you have some questions about that. 1-800-642-1234 in Madison, 263-1890. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Good morning. You're listening to the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Joy Cardine. It's coming up on 18 minutes past 6 o'clock on this Monday, April the 7th. Coming up later today, it's At Issue with Ben Marins. After five, 80,000 workers lost their jobs in the U.S. last month. After five, during At Issue, Ben talks with a New York Times workplace correspondent about what's happening to the working economy. That's coming up after five this afternoon. We are talking about the healthiest restaurants in America and how to eat healthy when you're eating out at a restaurant. Do you have any questions or maybe your own recommendations? We'd like to hear from you as we talk with a guest from Health Magazine, which this month has a piece in a series on America's Healthiest Things, focusing in on America's Healthiest Restaurants. 1-800-642-1234 in Madison, 263-1890, or send an email to talk@wpr.org. Frances Largeman Roth is a registered dietitian. She's also the senior food and nutrition editor for Health Magazine. We've already talked about number one on the list of healthiest restaurants, Uno's. And number two was Sweet Tomatoes or Soup Plantation, depending on what part of the country you're in. Number three is a restaurant that I have not heard of, Mimi's Cafe. So this must be in a certain part of the country, Frances?
Yes. Mimi's, I have actually not seen a Mimi's, but other people who've been there say that they're great. They have a lot of, it's kind of interesting, the low-carb thing has gone away for a lot of people in a lot of restaurants, but they still offer a lot of lower-carb options. They have a cheeseburger that's wrapped in a lettuce bun, and they have a lifestyle menu, and that's what you'll find, you know, kind of scattered throughout all of our picks. Places are now doing things called garden fare or fit fare or sensible fare on their menus. And so that's one tip that people can look for when they're looking at a menu and it's at one of these chain restaurants. They should look for that section on the menu that's kind of off to the side, that's something like, you know, fit fare, lifestyle fare, because that's where they'll find the healthiest options. And even if the nutrition information isn't printed right on the menu, it's probably something that the servers are well-versed on. And so they can ask questions. Okay, I see that you've got these selections over here. What does that mean? Does that mean it's low fat? Does that mean that it's only 400 calories? Tell me what that means. So anyway, yes, Mimi's is not yet a national chain, but I think it's going to be getting there. And their lifestyle menu does have a lot of healthy options, and they also tend to keep their entree portions small, which helps all of us out.
Mm-hmm. P.F. Chang's China Bistro. I know that there is one of those in the Madison area. It opened recently. So it sounds like it's a lot of stir-fried vegetables.
Mm-hmm.
Is that what,
well, P.F. Chang's, they call themselves China Bistro because it's not really straight-up Chinese food. Mm-hmm. It's Chinese food with a modern twist. And the restaurants are really fun. They make the atmosphere very fun inside. Great to bring the kids there. And they do use wok cooking. And the great thing about wok cooking is that it cooks at a very high temperature, which seals in the flavor and the nutrients. And it uses less oil. And, of course, less oil means less fat and fewer calories.
Yeah. I remember a while back that we were warned by the group, I think it's Science in the Public Interest, that some mm-hmm. Chinese foods can surprisingly just contain, you know, whatever, a week's worth of fat in them, that they can be laden with fat.
Oh, they definitely can. And sodium and MSG.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So, yeah, this is different cooking than if you went to your local Chinese fast food place. And the other good thing about P.F. Chang's is that they offer brown rice, mm-hmm. which I love. And so that's a really easy way. We all know we need to get more whole grains in our diet. And so that's a simple thing that you can do if you're dining out at P.F. Chang's. Just ask for the brown rice instead of the white rice. And they also do have some lighter options on their menu, like the Cantonese shrimp, I believe, is only 330 calories. And another interesting thing about P.F. Chang's is that they offer gluten-free options, and we know that that's becoming a bigger concern as more people develop gluten sensitivities mm-hmm. and celiac disease.
Yeah, it's interesting. The restaurant that I did go, one of the restaurants I went to this weekend, somebody at the neighboring table, I couldn't help but overhear, was asking for any gluten-free foods to make sure that she didn't get any gluten. This one was a big surprise to me to see on your list. Number 5 on the list of the healthiest restaurants in America, Bob Evans, which is a place that my mother-in-law she lived in Florida. She has since mm-hmm. passed away, but that would be a place that she'd like to go to every once in a while. It just reminded me of, bacon and sausage and breakfast food.
Well, of course they have that choice. Mm-hmm. They still do have that on the menu, and that will always be king on their menu. But they do have some nice options, especially if you are bringing your children, because they offer chicken tenders that are grilled instead of fried, mm-hmm. and they have other options like potato-crusted flounder and a salmon stir-fry. So you just need to make sure that you are reading through the menu and making the healthier options. And again, I really encourage people, if you know where you're going to be dining out that night, go online, take a look at their menu, and sometimes not all of the information is available for all of the items. Sometimes it's just those healthier fare items there that do have the information online. But hey, you know, an informed consumer is always able to make smarter decisions. So just know before you go.
Yeah. Now, Ruby Tuesday is number 6 on the list, and you say that Ruby Tuesday used to print its nutritional information right on the menu, but has since taken it off?
They did. In 2004, it was very innovative of them. They had all the information for all of the items. They're healthy items, and they're not so healthy items. And I think that it just did not go over well, and so they ended up removing them from the menu. And in fact, in the 90s, that was the trend. I know a lot of dietitians who worked with restaurants at the time, because you know that was basically at the beginning of the sort of second coming of the health movement in the U.S. when people started realizing, oh wow, saturated fat, cholesterol, I really need to pay attention to these things. But you know, dining out is an enjoyable experience, and people want to keep the fun in it. So it just doesn't go over well when you have all the information on the menu. So now it's sort of a selective thing, and so you can certainly find the information on their website. But, Ruby Tuesday, you know, it is a very family-focused restaurant, and they do have a lot of comfort food entrees that are loaded with fat still, but they have things like they've got a turkey burger wrap that has half the calories of the regular burgers on the menu, mm-hmm. so that's a really good option there.
But just avoid the chicken pot pie.
That's right.
If you're worried about your calories, that's
that's right.
The Romano's Macaroni Grill, number 7 on the list. What makes this one so good?
Well, they do put all of their information online, and you know, when I think of Macaroni Grill, I always think of the big cheesy pasta dishes that would feed a family of 5, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's what they're famous for. But they have one of those menu sections called Sensible Fare. And they have entrees like simple salmon, and they have something called skinny chicken. And those are just, you know, basically pure protein with some vegetables on the side. And those entrees are about 500 calories. And they also let you use whole wheat penne in any of their pasta dishes. So you can always improve them by choosing the penne.
We'll clip through the last 3 on the top 10 just before news time. Chevy's Fresh Mex, another one that isn't in this area, at least as far as I know.
But, they're in the D.C. area mm-hmm. and lots of other big cities, and mm-hmm. they have fresh salsa and fresh guacamole and handmade tortillas, and they also have grilled fish tacos, which are a super healthy option.
Mm-hmm. Olive Garden, that's here, and what makes Olive Garden healthy?
They have a garden fair entree called Venetian Apricot Chicken and other garden fair options, and those are going to be around 400 to 500 calories, so look for that on the menu, and also they let you use whole wheat linguine in any of their pasta dishes to make them healthier.
Mm-hmm. And here's another surprise. number 10, Denny's. I can't believe it.
We think of Denny's, you know, as the grand slam breakfast and moon over Miami, but they do have much healthier items these days, and they have a grilled chicken salad, which is really good. That's on their Fit Fare menu. And then they also have oatmeal, which you can order at any time of the day. So if you find yourself at Denny's, you know that you have some safe options.
Yeah. You know, it's not on the list, but I know that Applebee's does have a Weight Watchers menu, and it's something that people like me who watch our weight mm-hmm. appreciate. Do you know if there's any reason why Applebee's didn't show up on your list?
You know, it's possible mm-hmm. that it's a trans fat issue. Mm-hmm. I can look into that for you, but it probably, you know, that's why Denny's was number 10. These are ranked 1 to 10,
mm-hmm.
and Denny's would have ranked higher, actually, if they didn't still fry their fries in trans fat oil.
Mm-hmm.
So it's probably that Applebee's is still using trans fats.
We are talking about the healthiest restaurants in America and why they are ranked the healthiest restaurants in America by Health Magazine this month. And we welcome your thoughts and questions about healthy eating. When it comes to eating out, do you have a favorite restaurant that you go to that you think is a healthy restaurant? Any questions about how you might choose healthier options when you're eating out? 1-800-642-1234 in Madison, 263-1890, or send an email to talk@wpr.org. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Joy Cardine at 6:36 on this Monday, April the 7th. We're talking about eating well while eating out and how you can make healthy choices at your favorite restaurant and what you might want to avoid when eating out as we talk with a guest from Health Magazine. Frances Largeman-Roth is a registered dietitian and senior food and nutrition editor for Health Magazine. She was on a panel that developed criteria to judge restaurants across the country for the piece in this month's issue of Health Magazine entitled America's Healthiest Restaurants. We spent the last half hour going over the 10 healthiest restaurants in the country, which include Uno's, the pizza place, number 1. That's right. There's deep dish pizza there that you might want to avoid, but there's all sorts of healthy items on the menu at Uno's. Number 2 was Sweet Tomatoes, a salad buffet place. Number three, where's number three? Mimi's Cafe. Number four, P.F. Chang's. Number five, Bob Evans. Yeah, you don't just have to get sausage and bacon at Bob Evans. There's lots of good stuff, according to our guest. Number six, Ruby Tuesdays. Number seven, Macaroni Grill, Romano's Macaroni Grill. Number eight, Chevy's Fresh Mex. Number nine, Olive Garden. Number 10, Denny's. The 10 healthiest restaurant chains in the country. Picked because they provided nutritional information and that they avoided unhealthy trans fats and other reasons. We welcome your thoughts and questions for our guest about healthy restaurants, things to do when you're at a restaurant, and we will talk this half hour about some of the not-so-healthy restaurants and choices out there. 1-800-642-1234 in Madison, 263-1890. Or send an email to talk@wpr.org. And please include your first name and your community with your email. First, we will go to Diane in Madison, who has a restaurant she thinks is a healthy restaurant. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, and I have to say it's my all-time favorite Chinese restaurant called Ginger Roots. It's up in Appleton. And you get to choose your protein, including tofu. And you also get to choose any kind of vegetable you like, and they also include zucchini and the Chinese vegetables, and then you can choose from white or brown rice. They don't use any soy sauce in their it's a stir fry. No soy sauce, no sugar, no
MSG,
trans fats, MSG, none of that. And I have never you can literally taste the food, and it is just absolutely wonderful.
Yes, Diane, I've been there too, and they do have. I noticed they do have that choice of brown rice rather than white rice, which is a Francis Largeman Roth a good point to have brown rice instead of the white rice.
Yes, and that place sounds great. I want one here. It sounds fantastic.
You know, I'm not sure if that's a national chain or a regional chain. I know that's the only one I know of. You did in this piece also recommend some independents that are in some of the bigger cities, because it's just kind of hard to go to all the local restaurants all over the country. That's for sure. But what were some of the notables when it came to the independents?
Well, we love Chez Panisse. Chez Panisse, of course, is Alice Waters' famous restaurant in Berkeley, California, and Alice is the queen of green. And, you know, the independents that we chose, we did not base them on the same criteria that we did for the sit-down chains and the fast food chains, because a high-end restaurant, a white tablecloth restaurant, is not going to provide nutrition information on the menu because they're special occasion places. So it's all about enjoyment and enjoying the food that you eat. But we did look for places that had organic vegetables and organic meats. And also one of the other ones that we picked in Chicago was Green Zebra. That's a completely vegetarian restaurant, but it's still very gourmet, and the presentation is fantastic. So, you know, really for the independents, it was all about the ingredients and the integrity of the ingredients, and then also the preparation methods, you know, preparation methods like baking and grilling and braising instead of frying.
Yeah. Let's touch on some of the fast food spots that that you found some good stuff at. Let's see, Noodles and Company. That's certainly all over the place.
Yeah, Noodles and Company, they do this cool thing where you can combine 19 different fresh vegetables with 7 types of pasta. And it's all different styles of cooking or styles of food, Asian, Mediterranean, and they just have some really great options that are quick and on the go.
Yeah. But what about the Wisconsin mac and cheese selection?
Okay. Well, you know, Maybe so, not so much that one. Have you tried that? What does it taste like?
I have not, because I am a Weight Watcher, so that's something that I probably I have avoided mac and cheese, just because I think it has like 800 calories, doesn't it? Something like that for a serving.
Most of them do. And Joy, just so you know, Denny's, back to Denny's for a second, they also offer the Weight Watchers points on their online menus. So that's another helpful one for people who are following Weight Watchers.
But I'll tell you, I do go to Panera Bread, and that's on your list of the five standout fast food spots. And I had a low-fat garden vegetable soup there that it was to die for. It was really, really good.
Yeah. Yeah, and we really like the fact that you can do this you-pick-two combination where you can get half of a sandwich and then a soup, or half of a sandwich and half of a salad, because you'll end up at around 500 calories, and you minimize, because the thing is, bread is very high in sodium, and you don't think about bread being high in sodium, but that's why it tastes so good. So if you're only having half of a sandwich, you're already minimizing the amount of sodium as well as calories that you're getting, and of course, a great soup like the one that you had gives you more more vegetables, and actually more hydration, too.
Here's one that I believe we do have one in Madison, but I've never been there. Number three on the list is it Kosi? And it says that they have appetizers that they call shareables, and that's notable. That's a good thing to do.
Yeah, I mean, first of all, portions are so huge these days that it's nice to kind of go in with the intent that you're going to be sharing things, but we love that they have the shareables menu, and they're really fun things. They actually have s'mores on their menu as one of the shareables. And then hummus and veggies, that's another really healthy pick from Kosi. And they're famous for their hearth-baked bread. And again, the bread is delicious, but it's very high in sodium. But the light turkey sandwich is the healthiest sandwich on their menu. It's got the fewest calories and grams of fat, and they also have some really delicious breakfast parfaits. And so that's a nice thing. If you're on your way to work, you can pick that up, take it to work with you, and you're going to be getting calcium from the yogurt and, of course, fiber from the fruit.
Yeah. Well, speaking of sharing, is that something that if you are really trying to watch your calories or watch your fat intake, that sort of thing, that you should keep in mind when going to restaurants and maybe just have one entree between two of you and share it?
Yeah, I think that's a great idea. The other thing that you could do is kind of order your meal like it's tapas. So instead of each person getting an entree, maybe each person gets a salad and each person gets an appetizer. And then you could still share, but you get more flavors across the board. But yes, certainly sharing an entree, or if you're not dining out with someone else, if you're dining alone, you can have the server wrap up half of your meal at the very start of the meal. And, you know, it doesn't have to be a big issue. Just tell them when you're ordering, hey, I'd like for you to wrap up half of this so I can take it home. And then they'll only present you with half of the food. And studies show that we'll eat everything that's in front of us, but if it's not there, you can't eat it. So it's a really smart way to limit the portion size.
Our guest is Frances Largeman-Roth, a registered dietitian. She is senior food and nutrition editor for Health Magazine, talking with us about a feature in Health Magazine this month on America's Healthiest Restaurants. There are a list of 10 national restaurants that you should note. There are some fast food restaurants, 5 standout fast food spots. There are the best independents that are in the country. And we are welcoming your suggestions, maybe your recommendations of places you go and things you choose that are healthy. 1-800-642-1234 in Madison, 263-1890, or send an email to talk@wpr.org. We have an open line for you. I thought maybe you would like to talk about eating out and healthy foods and restaurants that you enjoy. Maybe there is a restaurant right here in Wisconsin that's not on this list that you want to boast about. we will, after the weather, talk about some menu items that you might want to steer clear of as well. Some real bad items, choices that are out there on some of the national restaurants. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. It's 12 minutes before 7 o'clock on this Monday, April the 7th. Coming up after 7, fallout from the state Supreme Court race has brought calls for changes, reforms to the way we select Supreme Court justices. We will talk with a guest legislator coming up in our state capitol report about his proposed constitutional amendment to appoint justices to the state Supreme Court rather than elect them. We'll wonder what you think about that after 7 o'clock in our state capitol report. Right now, we wonder how you go about eating healthy when you go out to a restaurant. Lots of us go out to eat, maybe even more than we used to, and we certainly need to go out to restaurants when we're traveling. We know more and more about choosing healthy foods when it comes to making foods at home, but can you find really healthy stuff at restaurants? We're talking with a guest this hour who says yes, and we have talked about the 10 healthiest restaurants in America, according to Health Magazine. Plus some of the best fast food places, some of the best independents. We're wondering if you have a favorite restaurant that you think does a good job when it comes to healthy foods. 1-800-642-1234 in Madison, 263-1890. Also, we'll welcome your questions about what you might do to eat better at a restaurant. Is there something you do, any tips you have for eating healthy in restaurants? And we also will talk for a little bit about some of the things you might want to avoid if you're eating out, if you do care about calories and fat and all of that. 1-800-642-1234 in Madison, 263-1890. Or send an email to talk@wpr.org. Frances Largeman Roth is a registered dietitian. She is with Health Magazine. She's the senior food and nutrition editor and was on the panel that picked all these restaurants. Let's talk a little bit, Frances, about America's not-so-healthy restaurants, according to the piece in Health Magazine, and the chicken that you can get at Chili's that you might not want to get.
Yes, and before we go through these, this is just to say these are the bad picks. I'm sure that Chili's has some really healthy options on their menu, but they also have some startlingly bad ones, like the crispy honey chipotle crispers. And this is without any dressing. Apparently, it does come with a dipping sauce. This meal, this entree, is 1,890 calories.
Oh my God.
Okay, which is pretty much about what most women should eat for the entire day.
Right. Yeah, that's a lot. And if you ask for that, they'll tell you that?
Well, I think that you'd probably have to go digging a little bit deeper, and probably your server doesn't know that. So that's something that we had to dig up through research.
Yeah. What about, isn't Chili's the place that has those blooming onions, those fried onions that...
A lot of places have those, you know, and so does Outback Steakhouse. And those, we don't have that on the list this time because I think we assumed that people know that those are extraordinarily bad for you. But, yeah, you take something that's completely innocuous, an onion. An onion is very healthy for you on its own, or sautéed, and they fry it. And then they serve it with some kind of dipping sauce. And mm-hmm. So those are around, I think, you know, even over 2,000 calories. So, I mean, I suppose mm-hmm. for a once in a while splurge, if you shared it with a bunch of people, but I just say, you know, come on, mm-hmm. let's keep onions where they're supposed to be, you know, sliced raw or sauteed and stir fries, you know, no need to fry the onion.
Yeah. And you're calling in this piece the onion rings that you can get at O'Charley's. A side to die for.
Yes, literally a side to die for. These are onion rings with Cajun horseradish sauce, and they pack in 1,800 calories and 139 grams of fat.
Wow.
Which is far more fat than you need in a day.
Rona in Rice Lake joins us. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, Hi, Joy. Mm-hmm. One thing that I was thinking that I do when I go out to eat is I always ask for my salad dressing on the side. Then I can dip my fork in the dressing and then into my salad, and I cut down on a lot of calories that way. The other things I do is I order salsa quite often as a salad dressing because there's so many different wonderful salsas being made out there now. And it really gives me a lot of variety for my salad. And I'm quite a salad connoisseur, so I'm always looking for some way to spice it up. And salsa seems to really do it for me quite often.
No, that's a good idea. I've never tried that, except if it were a vegetarian taco salad. I've done that, but it sounds good, Rona. Anything else?
No, just snowing. It's a lovely snowstorm up here right now. We're just enjoying a nice whiteout.
Well, happy spring, Rona.
Thank you.
Sorry to hear
Thanks,
that.
Rona.
We're having, and we kind of have damp weather in the southern part of the state right now, but I hope it doesn't snow too much. So those are good ideas, Francis.
Great ideas.
Yeah. In terms of the salad dressing thing, that's a lot of people will eat a healthy salad, but then just drown it in dressing, right?
Oh, yeah. In fact, we have a story coming up in our May issue on is your salad making you fat? Because, you know, that's exactly right. You think that you're doing a good thing by eating salad, but if you're loading up on cheese and meat and salad dressing, then you can really be tipping the scales not in your favor.
Yeah. And some of the salad bars, too, if you're loading up on the tuna salad that's got a lot of mayonnaise on it or mm-hmm. other things, that's not exactly low-cal fare.
Exactly. Mm. Or even things that aren't so bad for you, they just add a lot of extra calories, like croutons. Croutons add extra calories and extra sodium, which we don't need. So, you know, her tip on putting the dressing on the side is a great one. You can also do that a lot of times with sauce. If they can separate the sauce out from the rest of the dish, if you're really concerned about sodium, that's often where a lot of it is lurking. And so you can have that on the side and then just, you know, use it at your discretion, drizzle a little bit on top. And of course, the idea of putting your fork in the dressing and then taking a bite of salad is a great one. I learned that from one of my mother's friends a long time ago, and she was a woman who always, you know, she stayed trim into her 80s. So mm-hmm. it's a really great secret.
Now, I said at the beginning of the program that pizza is one of my trigger foods, and I could eat a lot of it, and I try to avoid it, and I know there's just so much fat with the cheese. Pizza Hut, you give them a little slam in that that there is such a thing as too much cheese at Pizza Hut.
Yes, there is. You know, I'm sure you've seen the ads for it. They slice out a piece of the pizza, and then they pull it out, and you can see that not only is the cheese all over the pizza, but it's also in the crust.
They stuff the crust
think
with
that
it.
Yeah, it's overkill. In fact, pizza does not have to be so bad for you because it does have a lot of nutrition going on. The sauce has lycopene and other antioxidants from the tomatoes. The cheese provides calcium, and if you're lucky enough to be at a restaurant that provides whole wheat crust, you can even get some fiber. But, yeah, it's overkill. It's just not necessary to stuff the crust with cheese.
Yeah, and you don't think Cracker Barrel is giving us very good advice when it tells us to loosen up your belt and enjoy?
No, and I thought of this the other day. I stopped at a Cracker Barrel because I was on my way back from Atlanta. And, they tell you to loosen your belt and enjoy. And then they've got this country boy breakfast, which is really over the top. You can select your meat of choice, you know, ham, pork chops, or steak. And, again, this is breakfast. And then it comes with 3 eggs, fried apples, hash brown casserole, grits, gravy, homemade buttermilk biscuits, real butter, and preserves. To me, that sounds like a breakfast buffet.
Yeah, it sure does. It's enough for a week. What about the sodium that you can get at Taco Bell?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Well, Taco Bell, and a lot of people love to go to Taco Bell because their food is very tasty, but they have these chicken and beef grilled stuffed burritos that have more than 2,000 milligrams of sodium, and you know, the government tells us that the maximum for the day should be 2,300 milligrams of sodium. So, you know, if you have that meal from them, you're basically done for the day.
And we know that too much sodium can lead to hypertension, and it's just something that we all need to be aware of these days.
Well, let's end our hour of talking about food with dessert, or should we avoid desserts when eating out?
I don't think so. Mm-hmm. I mean, if you're a dessert person, which I am, I love mm-hmm. dessert, you don't always have to have it. I think a lot of people feel almost a pressure at the end of the meal. Are we going to get dessert? Are we not going to get dessert? So I think a great thing to do is share. You know, you can share a piece of pie or a piece of cake between three people. Or if you want to actually have your own dessert, sorbets are always a nice option. And they usually come with a little cookie, something like that. But I think that you can certainly have dessert, just not every time you dine out.
Well, now I'm hungry, but thanks very much for joining us. We really appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
Frances Largeman-Roth, a registered dietitian, senior food and nutrition editor for Health Magazine. You can check out this article on the website, health.com, or pick up the April issue of Health Magazine. Thanks to Karen Prager for producing this hour. Thank you for listening. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio.